what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but we bring the contest to a close by giving you today the very last clue. Wow. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. People should use a media fast. Take a fast, do without from media. Take a break from the insanity and the lies of humanity. That is my encouragement to you. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Well, we don't do it perfectly, but we are here to help. And if this show can be a blessing, then it blesses us in return. And we like that. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Well, there's nothing new there. We have no idea what's going to happen. Hey, there's nothing new there. And we don't care. Wow, that's three in a row. Nothing new. Amazing. For the next few minutes, though, here you go. Tell me who this is. I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, you know. Uh-oh. Dave's pausing. This could be trouble. How much do we focus on the situation? How much do we focus on the circumstance? How much do we focus on the bank account? And how much do we focus on Jesus? That's pretty much the question. There you go. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. How sad that would be. All you got to do is reach out to us and give us a call. You call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to kid a Dynamite.
Dynamite! Talking to Dynamite D, that's like getting a letter of encouragement that just makes your day.
That is always needed, Dave.
Always a good thing. Also, by the way, if you want to, you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Here we go. Hang on.
214-210-8483.
Well, that was a good one right there. I'm going to give it to me. Also, you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org, the Chromebook. Now, I have to pay somebody to take it. Let's just be honest. It's that bad. There's no value here. But it's still operating, okay? It's still operating. Great for a doorstop. That's all I can say. But you can email me, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. A couple things I do need to tell you and remind you. That first off, on Sunday, we will be at Murphy Road Baptist Church in Murphy, and I will be sharing the information. It's on the website, 11 o'clock. It will be there, like we've mentioned to everybody. We're trying to be kind of cool about it because we're all excited about it, but it's not a rock concert. It's not a Christian concert. It's not like, you know, it's not like, calm down. It's a service.
Not a ton of glitz and glamour, but
yeah,
the word of God.
That's exactly what it is. It is one of my favorite things to ever teach, ever. And I just know it'll be a blessing for a lot of people. But I just want to make sure everybody doesn't go, hey, I'm expecting, lights and all this stuff, and the press will be there. No.
No. Coming out of the smoke.
No, I'm pretty sure they'll have, most churches have coffee. I haven't been there yet. So they'll have probably have coffee, and sometimes they have like danishes and stuff like that, which I can't eat. But that's not the point. The point is just come and have fellowship. If I haven't met you, come introduce yourself. If you met me before, come out again. Come say hi to us. Here's the thingy, okay? Before the message. How do I say this? Before the message, I will be concentrating on the message. So don't be disappointed if I'm not like, oh, blah, 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 because I'm going to be concentrating on doing my best to be a vessel to share with. So keeping that in mind, all the fellowship can happen after, okay? After. Get that? Okay, great. All right, so I want to tell you that. Plus, I want to tell you that on the website, there is some new information there. I know you guys are thinking new information. There's always new information because unbeknownst to most, I spend a little time, putting stuff up on the website. There is, of course, the prayer requests and the praise forms that you can fill out that we'll be glad to pray for you or be glad to share your praise report. Plus, on the website, kind of a big deal, is the place to give. And so if this ministry is a blessing to you, we can use that. We got Radio Rent coming up. Don is in the building right now. I probably won't see him today, but if I do, I have to remind myself, don't bring up Radio Rent because I still got two extra days. So the point is, it's coming right there around the corner. Please help us participate. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
There you go. Here it is, your final clue. The first five are already on the website. We gave the other one last week. Here is the final clue for the contest. It is grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. So there are seven clues. If you have all seven clues, you can either call in, text, or email. We will verify that the information is correct, and you will win a Josh McDowell book. Now, don't get too excited. It's a paperback. I mean, I'm not paying, come on. I'm cheap. Remember that? Just keep in mind, Dave cheap, okay? Dave cheap. I'll just think that. And then keep in mind, we'll be glad to get you that book, no cost, but it's a good book. It's got 77 of the toughest questions asked about the Bible. So, you know, it's, and Josh McDowell lights out fantastic in apologetics. Let's just say that. So that would be the last one. There are seven. Let's see who can get to it first. We will leave that to you. We've given the first five on the website. You needed to know today, grace and mercy. There was one other one. Did we do that on Friday or Thursday? I can't remember now.
That's a good question.
Yeah, Friday or Thursday. You'll have to listen to the podcast. If you don't know, you have a chance to win the book. We will send it to you. All right. Or I can actually, if you're going to come to the service, I can bring it to you. I mean, that's also true. All right. Let's get into the text. Because we are, for those who do not know, in Matthew, we are in chapter 11, and we are at the end of chapter 11. So we're going to pick it up in verse 25, and this is some serious teaching. And a lot of people are going to want to know how this works, and I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to get every single answer you're looking for, but it will expose you to what Jesus had to say, and that's the key. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, and this is what it said. Then Jesus prayed this prayer. Oh, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding the truth from those who think that they are so wise and clever, and for revealing it to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has given me authority over everything. No one really knows the Son except the Father, and nobody really knows the Father except the Son, and to those whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
What is that?
We close out Matthew 11 with the prayer that most people would never think that Jesus would pray. He thanks our Heavenly Father for hiding the truth from people that think that they are all that and a bag of chips. That's the truth. These people think they are clever. They think they are wise. and they act like they know what's going on. But Jesus praises our Heavenly Father that the truth is not accessible to them because these people think that they are the Messiahs. Uh-oh. Their only truth is being self-centered. And so Jesus, you just look at that and go, did Jesus just pray that prayer? How is that possible? Jesus prayed this prayer, "Our Father, Lord of heaven, thank you for hiding the truth from those who think that they themselves are so wise and clever, and for revealing it to the children. Yes, Father, please, it pleases you to do it this way." Remember when Jesus said this very interesting statement? He said, you have to access or enter or process the kingdom of God. You've got to be like a child. What is that? What do you mean? Why do you got to be like a child? Because when you become a parent or an adult or an elder, let's just do the honesty thing. You become a know-it-all. There's not one person who's listening to my voice who doesn't think in some area in life, because of their experiences and because of their knowledge and their understandings, they know it all. No, you don't. It's the greatest thing in the world. No, you don't. The smartest man in the world was never that smart. In fact, the last three smartest men in the world weren't even sure about God. How smart could they be? It's like, that's all I'm going to say. It's like, they ain't that smart. And so the idea behind this is to understand that Jesus is giving acknowledgement that those who think they are far superior all by themselves because they have some special revelation from the universe, not from God, not from Jesus, just from the universe because they're so special. They don't get it. You, because you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, you at some point did this one thing that's super wonderful. It's just something we got to do a lot more often. And you were like, you know what, Lord? I'm like a child. I just need, just help me. And God reveals himself to those who come before him and act that way instead of those who come before God and go, I am superior to all who are around me. Remember that issue that we talked about a week and a half ago about the pride? Remember how Satan, one of his chief elements is pride? Because he wants to be like the Almighty. And that was actually the temptation he dropped on Adam and Eve, an equality with God. You'll be like God. Hey, here's a brilliant plan. Be like a child in the presence of your Father and have a humble spirit, and God will reveal himself to you, and not just himself, but he will show you truths and things that are essential for living. And that's what we're going to get into in the rest of this text. And it's so amazing because Jesus, the first thing he says, well, I thank you that those people that, you know, they're not getting it. But the people that have this hunger and passion for you, Father, they're your kids. And you love them, and they love you, and we're all connected as a family. I just love that. Be like, well, Jesus would never pray that. Okay. Okay. Do you know, just take Matthew 11 and toss it out of the Bible because that makes you feel better. All right. Here's the bottom line. If you're like a child before the Lord, which in fact you are a child before the Lord, he will teach you and you will learn even more and you will grow. And he will reveal himself to you. That's what we're going to touch on when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
My next guest has been on the show before with a prior book. I'm very excited to talk to him about this book. I've seen a couple of the interviews that he's done, and this book is a great apologetic book on Christology, and I'm hoping that people will really enjoy this. First and foremost, let's welcome back to our show David Limbaugh. David, how are you doing, sir?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Excellent book, by the way. Big props for writing the true Jesus, uncovering the divinity of Christ in the Gospels. I know they give me a list, and I know you know they give a list for us to ask questions, but if you remember from the last time you were on the show, I rarely look at that list.
So, no, that's good. That's good.
Because I like to get from you as the author, you know, kind of where it was going and what you were thinking. So let's just talk about at the core level, you know, for the purpose of writing this book, what was the big goal you were trying to accomplish in writing The True Jesus?
Well, I started out, I wanted to write a primer, a survey, an introduction to the New Testament. And as I got into it, I realized that I could not cover it adequately with sufficient depth. So I asked the publisher, Regnery, if I could narrow the focus to just the Gospels, because the Gospels are where you see the living Son of God and you encounter him. And you sit at his feet and hear his teachings and you watch him and you observe his behavior and his authoritative teaching and his empathy for human beings. And you see his declaration of divinity. And why he led the Jewish authorities to want to crucify him, because he was, in fact, claiming to be God, because he is God. And so I want his divinity and his full humanity to jump off the pages of my book. And the book is a compendium of the four Gospels in a consolidated account, not attempting to be a harmony, which you can't totally do. And in a roughly chronological form, the ultimate goal, and with a running commentary, the ultimate goal is I want to inspire people to read the Gospel and the Bible for themselves.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Well, we're getting ready for our first trivia question. Get ready, people. Here we go. Here's your first one. Here, and now listen to every word in this offering of a trivia question. Who was Mary's cousin's husband? Okay. Who was Mary, mother of Jesus, Mary's cousin's husband? Written about in the book of Luke. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're looking for Mary's cousin, right? Mary, the mother of Jesus, the cousin's husband, okay? In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day, spend some time. Just spend some time with the Lord. It just doesn't, just spend time, because not only will it help you in this earthly journey as things are, but if they get worse or better, you'll need that regardless.
It is essential, Dave. You can be feeling down in the dumps. Once you read that word, you just feel a little bit better.
There is something absolutely positively anointed like crazy when you're in just this brrr mood. Right? You ever been in a brrr mood? Okay, that's not brrr as in cold. That's brrr as in bear. Brrr. And then you read the word of God, you go, I'm sorry. Something happens to your spirit when you engage with the Lord's word. It's great. So anyway, and in prayer, when I spend time in prayer, sometimes I have this attitude. Now, this is true, and I know I'm the only Christian to do this, but I have this attitude of, I am so upset about this thing. I'm just so mad. Blah, blah, blah. And then I go into prayer, and I come out, and I go, whatever you want, Lord, whatever
exactly.
You want. It's like, I don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. Because when you're praying, when you're with the Lord, it sets the priorities straight. And that sets us straight. So that's D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. What he has to say is life. His words are life. And they are the truth. And the world might freak out, but that's for those that reject life and truth. That's their call. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter, which means that our concentration, our energy, our effort should not just be on ourselves, but on others. Exactly as Jesus asked us to do. And so we fulfill the law of Christ by bearing one another's burdens and by caring for one another and caring about one another and taking care of one another. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, much more severe than love your neighbor as you love yourself, because Jesus loved us way past us, right? There you go. There we go. All right, back to the triv question. Now, it's kind of a funny way to ask it, but it's kind of funny. Who was Mary, okay, Mary's the mother of Jesus, her cousin's hubby, and he was in Luke chapter 1. So you guys should pretty much probably know that. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770 plus. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email david@hemusincrease.org. I'm warning you now, you should probably know this even more so, because tomorrow I am going to be teaching on something that you're going to be thinking, isn't it almost July? Yes, but sometime almost July means a Christmas message. That's kind of how that works. You're thinking, is that really true? Well, no, but I am teaching kind of a Christmas message tomorrow. So I'm just telling you. So it works that way. It's just so you can you understand how it works. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question or what?
They hung up, Dave, so okay. Hopefully they can give us
not
a problem.
All right, let me go into the teaching. We'll have to hold that call because I want to go into this teaching, back to it. So we just finished Jesus talking about praying and thanking God the Father for keeping things for the children, like the childlike. Unless you are like a child, you shall in no way, no wise enter the kingdom of God. Okay? And that's one of the reasons you get to see why. Verse 27. All right, now listen to this. My Father has given me authority over everything. No one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one really knows the Father except the Son, and to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So Jesus, without, you know, people are like, well, you don't need Jesus to get to know the Father. Well, then Jesus is a liar. So pick. I don't care. In the sense that you've got to make a decision. So, you know, Jesus makes it clear that for those people who claim that they know who God is, no, they don't, if they don't know Jesus. Jesus said, nobody really knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him to. Just in case you're wondering, you wouldn't know God without Jesus the way that you know God, all right? Now, somebody is calling in. We'll give them a chance. And we're going to have to be quick because I want to get to this other part, which is a very exceedingly cool part. But let me just make it clear for everybody to understand, without any question, Jesus makes it absolutely clear that if you want to really know who God is, you're going to do that through Jesus Christ. You want to know what God looks like in plain clothes, you're going to do that through Jesus Christ. You want to know what God would look like if he walked on the earth, that's Jesus. You get that? That's it. That's Jesus. And so that statement, you really got to catch that. You wouldn't know who God is or the level to whom God is without Jesus. That is the way it goes. Okay? All right. Somebody is ready to answer the triv question. We're hoping that goes through. They've fallen off a couple times, but give it a shot. Send them through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
My name is Dane.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. I just tuned in your radio station today. So.
Okay, well, welcome. I'm glad to have you call in. A pretty good trivia question to start off with, so I'm glad you're calling in on this one. I'll lay it out for you, and then you tell me what the answer is. We'll go from there. Who was Mary's cousin's husband?
Zachariah.
That is correct, Amundo! You are correct. Yes, excellent job. Mega props for you. Very, very good. It's kind of a sneaky way to ask that, but it's kind of fun. It's like, okay, yeah, so that's Mary's cousin's husband, Zachariah.
Right, because his wife was Elizabeth.
Yes, exactly. And you know what the coolest thing is, and I don't know if I'm teaching on this. I don't think I'm teaching on this tomorrow, but it is one of the things I like the most. When Zachariah had the vision, when he had that experience with Gabriel, the angel, he was like, I'm old. You're going to have to prove this. He had this like yeah. This, right?
It kind of reminds me of Abraham.
Yeah, and then when Mary had it, she goes, okay, that's nifty. How you doing this one? It's like it's so different because she's asking the methodology and he's asking for proof. And it's like, that's so different. It's like, that's a little different than most people think it is. That's why they approached it differently. Excellent job for your first call. Let me give you mega props for doing a fantastic job. We greatly appreciate it, sir.
And you're coming in loud and clear where I'm listening at, too. I'm not in Dallas. I'm actually about an hour from Dallas in a little small town called Emory.
Wow. Well, that is a blessing to know. I did not know.
I got a question for you. Now, I used to listen to another Christian station in the Dallas area, but I don't know if they sold out or y'all picked up that station.
I do not know, because I've only been in Texas about 5.5 years. I came out of San Diego.
Okay, because this was before I left to move to Illinois, but I used to listen to this station a lot, and now it's not even on the air anymore, so.
Yeah. I don't, you know what, I really can't answer. I'm not an aficionado when it comes to radio in Texas. That is
We cannot let KAAM go away. We have to keep it.
Amen. I that's why we call it KAAM, because that's right. We need to keep it going.
Amen. I love it. You have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, and God bless.
Stay cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Excellent. Don't you love that? First call, answer to prayer. Excellent call. Great conversation. Fantastic job. And you guys can do that anytime.
Colin, outside the area, too, Dave. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't even
We're
know.
We're thankful for that one.
That was one of the things that I do. We all pray, but I pray. I just want the enemy not to stop people from listening, and it's just like we just want to keep praying. Lord, make the signal go longer.
Okay, so it's not just me. I thought it was me being nutty when I pray stuff like that.
Nope. I pray it all the time. It's weird, but I pray it. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just being honest. Right? Because I'll pull from – I'm Jewish. I was trained well, and you pull from multiple directions. And this was one of those things. So I kind of needed to recognize that sometimes I'm obnoxious, and I need to make up for it. And the whole point of me telling you this is sometimes you will do things that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong, but because you didn't have the right spirit going on when it happened, you need to make up for it. Now, by that, I mean this. So Noelle found out yesterday that she had to get up at 4:30 this morning because the president of quote unquote the company was coming in because they were doing a remodel, and her section was one of the sections that are being remodeled. So she had to be at work at 6 in order to be there. Okay. All right. So now I'm not in the doghouse or anything. I just, feeling like I could have done better. So you know what I did? And I'm telling you this for a reason. I got up at 5 in the morning, and I sat with her for about a half hour while she was getting ready, right? And I encouraged her because I knew she was really tired. And then she went to work, and I went back to bed for at least an hour and a half until the dog said, "That's enough out of you. Get up." You know, that was a whole separate thing. The reason that I bring it up is not because I did something brilliant. That's exactly not the case. In fact, the reason that I had to make it up is because I didn't do something brilliant. But it dawned on me that it is okay, or not okay, but it's probably right for you and I when we're in relationships and we do something that's a little far off, or maybe not as authentically Christian as we generally need to be, that we're allowed to make up for it. And so what I was trying to do was communicate with her, "I love you. I'm kind of sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I'm totally sorry because I'm up at 5 a.m. that I wasn't like nicer about the whole thing." And so whatever happened by getting up at 5 in the morning last night went bye-bye. And my point in making that sharing that with you is simply sometimes we can do things that is a way to say I'm with you without doing a whole bunch, and that will just make some of the dumber things less painful or less dumb.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.